In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We talk a lot about the church being the bride of Christ, and rightly so. Shows the love that God has for us. But we also need to remember that the church is in the midst of a battle. Those in heaven have fought the good fight and finished their race, and have received the crown of victory. They rest from their labors. We call them the church triumphant. That is not us. We still fight, we still run, we still wait. We are the church militant. So pick up your cross and follow Christ. You are warriors, great warriors, but you have no sword of steel. Your sword is the word of God. Your armor is the breastplate of righteousness. Your shield, faith. Your helmet, salvation. You are not a passive group of intellectuals who simply know certain things about the Bible. You are soldiers arrayed for battle. You are not pushovers, but you are brave, courageous, and with strict orders from the commander of the armies of the Lord to be faithful unto death. So know your enemy. It is not a political party, nor government, nor a specific country, though at times it may be manifest in such things. Your enemy is the devil, the world, and your own fallen nature. Their goal is simple, to destroy you so that you end up in hell. So when we speak about the church militant, we are not talking about how we are saved. We are talking about how we follow Christ. The church fights. Not with protests or revolts or demonstrations, but it fights in faith and godly living. It fights by watching, by enduring, by prayer, and by godly living. Everyone fights, from the youngest to the oldest. But not all are fighting the same battle. Peter wanted to know what would happen to John. Jesus bluntly told him, "It's none of your business." We all have different crosses to bear, different ways of following Christ, different battles to fight. No Christian has it easy in this life. So we are not to wonder why some suffer martyrdom and others do not. Why some develop cancer and others do not. Why some have chronic ailments while others do not. While some die at an early age and some have a youthful vigor well into their 70s and 80s. Our Lord leads each Christian in just the way that they need. Besides, who has it easier? The husband or the wife? The one standing bedside, watching the loved one suffer, or the one who actually has the cancer? Christians 1,000 years ago or us today? Jesus tells us it's none of our business. We are to follow him. Peter dies a martyr's death, John doesn't. Luther is spared from martyrdom, the babes in Bethlehem aren't. We have freedom of speech while Saint Stephen is killed because of his speech. To each of us, God has assigned a vocation and he expects us to carry out that duty faithfully. It's our spiritual battle. Some may struggle more against their fallen nature. They are lured and enticed to arrogance and despair, to false belief, shame, and other great sins and vices. It's an unseen battle. To us, they look like strong Christians. Outwardly, they may be doing the right thing constantly, but inwardly, their heart and flesh eats away at them, for they know it comes from lovelessness, and that should not be. To us, they look like the perfect model. But you don't know what goes on in their hearts. Or perhaps the opposite, pride, as they constantly look down on the shortcomings of others, wondering why they can't measure up, and yet they still are riddled with guilt for such sin. The sinful nature daily rises up to attack. So daily that sinful flesh must be drowned through contrition and repentance. When you find sin in your thoughts or in your heart or even in your actions, throw it back into the font and flee to Christ in faith. He gives you the victory. You are baptized. Heaven is yours. Though all have this sinful flesh, it doesn't afflict everyone in the same exact way, nor manifest itself in exactly the same manner. But Christ knows what you need. Others struggle more against the world. The martyrs are obvious examples of that. But don't overlook what is happening in our day and age. Whether it's colleges, culture, society, all of these things trying to tempt young people into adopting their goals. The world wants you to think like them, to act like them, to have the same goals and desires that they have. So they want to blur the difference between men and women, that choosing a job should be completely irrelevant as to what sex you are. As if we're just interchangeable parts, where one can have kids and the other can't. There's more than that. They want you to think like them and to desire the things they desire. Add to that the compromises from liberal Christians, and for many it's a real struggle to live in the world and yet not be of the world. Behind it all is the devil, our chief enemy. You may not want to fight, but no Christian gets to be a pacifist. Baptism has placed a mark on your back, and the devil will stop at nothing to destroy you. So we must not compare our lives with the lives of others. Competition is certainly good, but it can easily lead to envy. We don't need to be exactly like that other Christian. We don't need to perfectly emulate that person. We can learn from them, certainly, and certainly pray for them. But do not think that you have to be exactly like your spouse, otherwise somehow you are failing. You don't know what battles they have. Whether they are St. Peter or St. John, the husband or the wife, the parent or the child, the one dying or the one standing bedside, all are fighting. All must persevere, all must stand firm, all need to hear the word of God. We don't need to know the why. We don't need to know who has it worse. We need to pick up our cross and follow Christ. We don't need to know if the future will get better for the church or in 20, 30 years it will be far worse than it is today. We are called to stand firm, to persevere, to endure, to pray, and to fulfill our duty. And in this way, you overcome your enemies. In this way, you spiritually fight against the forces of evil. So the first step is to recognize that you are in the midst of this battle, whether you like it or not. Then you won't be caught unaware when you are attacked by your flesh, by the devil, or by the world. Second, you must know how to overcome. Follow Christ. Hear his word and receive his blessed sacrament. Don't find your own path to victory, but recognize he has won the victory already for you. He is the life. He is the resurrection. He is the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth who stands in the midst of the churches, ready to bestow his victory and his strength on them. So believe in him for your victory, your salvation, your reward. In that sense, we fight passively by receiving Christ. But we also fight actively by faithfully discharging our vocation right now. God hasn't asked us to suffer martyrdom yet or to stand before kings. That's not our spiritual battle. But he has asked us to live at this time and in this place. He has asked us to be a husband or a wife, a parent or a child, single or married, a citizen or a ruler, a pastor or a parishioner. Serving in these vocations is our spiritual battle. Your enemies hate them, and they will stop at nothing to try to dissuade you from carrying it out faithfully, so fight joyfully. By taking up those vocations quickly, to fulfill your duty with confidence, courage, and boldness. God never gives more than what we can bear. Even if you find yourself marching through hell itself or whatever hell on earth is, believe you are still following Christ in battle, and the end is never in doubt. Christ has crushed the head of our ancient enemy, the devil. The victory is won. He holds the field forever. But since the devil won't learn his lesson and will not quit, Christ seeks to humiliate him even further by crushing him underneath the littlest infant's foot. The homebounds heal. The mother and father and every Christian, including you, as you carry out what Christ has given. You trounce your great enemy by trust in Christ and by godly living. So John gets white pyramids, St. Peter gets red. I don't know what color you will have, but I do know that the victory is yours through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.